Tonight's special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver here at the Salina Intermediate School, where it's time for Fort Recovery and Salina volleyball. This is the home court of the volleyball team here at Salina. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from Dr. Kim Vormore and all the staff at the Vormore Family Dentistry Office. And don't forget, Dr. Vormore's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hartz. Again, that's the Vormore Family Dentistry, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland, wishing the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in today's matchup. We'll be back with the start of the match between Fort Recovery and Salina in just a moment, right after this.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Well, the Fort Recovery JV did it again tonight. They won 27-25, 27-25. Two overtime games, but both went in favor of Fort Recovery. The first game, the Lady Indians fell way behind and came back and won that one. The second one, they were leading most of the way, kind of had to hang on at the end. And again, winning both games 27-25, so the Fort Recovery JV is 6-0 on the year. The varsity is, of course, 5-0 coming in here. Salina's 4-3 on the campaign. Just real quickly, they lost to St. Mary's 3-0. They lost to Ottoville 2-1. They defeated Paulding 2-0. They defeated Pandora Gilboa 2-1. Lost to Marion Local 3-2. Defeated Versailles 3-0. That's an impressive win. And one over Van Wert, 3-0. So a 4-3 record for the Salina Lady Bulldogs. Thanks to our fine sponsors, you folks here in the broadcast. We appreciate them making it possible for us to be here. We're on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. And also WPGW-FM at 100.9 on your FM dial. And there's a kill for Salina. They'll go ahead 1-0. I believe that was Kira Bangi who came up with the kill. She's the daughter of the coach. Good serve to Fort Recovery. A smash by Kennedy Mollenkamp, and it got a kill. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the first kill for Fort Recovery tonight. And the Lady Indians have tied it up at 1-1. Going back to serve now for Fort Recovery is Mara Pearson. And it's a service error into the net. So the first serve for Mara is not a good one. Back to serve now for Salina is Allison Sweeterman. Where's number 3 on her green jersey? Good serve. Here's Tegan Fortkamp on a smash. Too hard. Out of bounds. Hitting error for Tegan. Give a service point to Allison Sweeterman. 2-1. Salina with the lead. Actually, 3-1, I should say. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp getting a kill. Nice little soft hit. Nothing dramatic. But, hey, she put it where she wanted to and got the kill. That's two kills on the evening for Kennedy Mollenkamp. And it's 3-2. Fort Recovery down by one. Now going back to serve is Kenzie Garkey for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Dug out by Salina. Here's a smash and a block by Paige Guggenbiller. Now free balling it over with Salina. Up to Kayla Heitkamp. There's Paige Guggenbiller hitting it over. Now Kennedy Mollenkamp hits it back over. Kayla Heitkamp saves that one. And there's a hit by Tegan Fortkamp. Kind of an off balance, and she couldn't get it down. And it's a hitting error and a point for Salina. 4-2. Salina leading. Going back to serve now is Haley Kaiser. She's a sophomore for these Lady Bulldogs. Good serve. Mara Pearson dug it out to Kayla Heitkamp. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp. Did she get the kill? Kennedy thought she had the kill, but the umpire said no. It was Salina's points. John Schock of Geneva, one of the officials here tonight. Good to see John. Tegan Fortkamp on the hit. Fort Recovery trails 5-2. Here's a smash and a kill. Middle hitter for Salina. Miley Sapp getting the kill. Give a service point to Haley Kaiser. And it's now 6-2. Salina out to an early lead here in the first set. Haley Kaiser serving again. Dug out by Callie Wendell to Heitkamp. Here's Tegan Fortkamp on a smash down the line. And, boy, she's tough on those. A kill for Tegan Fortkamp. Now back to serve is going to be Kennedy Mollenkamp for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by Salina. Here's the set, the smash. Fort Recovery is able to play it. Kennedy Mollenkamp over to Tegan Fortkamp, who got the kill. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the assist. Tegan Fortkamp gets the kill. And Kennedy Mollenkamp gets the service point. 6-4 now. Good serve by Kennedy. Here's the pass, and then just free balling it over to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson with it. Paige Guggenbiller. Here's a smash by Tegan Fortkamp on a cross-court hit and got the kill. I think if they would have let that go, it might have been out of bounds, but they did not. And so it's a point for Fort Recovery at 6-5. Lady Indians back to within one. Kennedy Mollenkamp will now serve. The official moving some of the spectators. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the serve. Lady Indians down by one, 6-5. Good dig there by Allison Sweeterman. Here's a smash. Fort Recovery played that nicely on the smash by Miley Sapp. And now what did they call? Violation on Fort Recovery. Serving now is going to be Kira Bangi. Bangi's serve is good. Dug out by Guggenbiller to Mollenkamp. Here's a smash by Tegan Fortkamp, played by Salina. Here's the dig by Haley Kaiser, back over to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp will set for Paige Guggenbiller, and she got the kill. Paige Guggenbiller with the kill. And that makes it now 7-6. Again, a one-point lead for Salina here in this first set. Tegan Fortkamp will serve. Good serve, dug out by Salina, by their libero. Here's a smash. Fort Recovery back over to Salina. Here's the set and the smash, played by Callie Wendell to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's Mara Pearson hitting it over, and they say it was out of bounds. Point Salina. Side out Salina. Back to serve now is Miley Sapp. It's 8-6. Salina by two. And it's a bad serve, just barely out of bounds. Fort Recovery decided to let that go, and it was just barely out of bounds, but we'll take it. Service error. And here's Callie Wendell serving now for Fort Recovery. Callie's serve is a let serve and an ace. That's one of those let serves that fell for an ace. You'd like to do that every time, but you can't. It's tied up 8-8. Here's Callie again. Serve by Callie is right over the top of the net. Here's the set. They hit back to Fort Recovery. Now back over by Niekamp. Here's a smash and a block by Sage Luthold. I was incorrect when I said Niekamp. That was Sage Luthold who had the block and got the kill. Carly Niekamp has been in there. In fact, she's in there right now also. Here's a good serve and a... I think they just mishit that point for Fort Recovery. No, they didn't. They said it was a point for Salina. Take it away. Salina gets the point. It's tied at 9-9. Emma Harder will now serve. Good serve dug out by Tegan. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Mara on the hit. Here's the set for Salina, the smash. Played by Tegan Fortkamp. There's Carly Niekamp on a hit, and she hits it out of bounds. Good idea. That was so close down there on the side, but it went out of bounds. 10-9 now. Salina with the lead. Good serve by Harder. Here's a smash. Salina plays it. Going to just have to free ball it over, and they do. Callie Wendell will set for Mara Pearson. Pearson on the hit. Played by Salina. Smash and a block by Carly Niekamp. A smash played by Mara Pearson. Mollenkamp back to Pearson. Pearson on the hit and got the kill. Mara Pearson gets her first kill of the night. And that ties it up again at 10-10. And now Fort Recovery back to serve. And it's going to be Kayla Heitkamp serving now for the Lady Indians. Kayla's a junior on this squad. Good serve dug out by the libero, Allison Sweeterman. Battle at the net, and there's a kill for Salina for Ava Kanapke. Ava Kanapke comes up with the kill. She's an outstanding member of 4-H in Mercer County. There's a set and a smash and a kill for Fort Recovery Sage Luthold, I believe. Yep, it was. And by the way, Ava Kanapke, I'm pretty sure she was the queen of the Mercer County Fair this year, not only in 4-H, but the queen of the fair. There's a serve that's too long by Mara Pearson. Out of bounds, point for Salina. 12-11 now. Back to serve Allison Sweeterman. Sweeterman, the libero. A little perspiration on the floor, cleaned up there by Fort Recovery Sage Luthold. Here we go with the serve. It's a good serve. They got by Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp, a smash. Played nicely, a battle at the net. On the Salina side, Salina will set, free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson to Kayla Heitkamp. There's a smash by Tegan Fortkamp. She hits it through the block, but played by Salina. Now a smash by Salina, and it's still good. Hit back over and out of bounds. That was Michaela Stoner who hit it out of bounds for Salina. Give point to Fort Recovery. And going back to serve is Kenzie Garkey on the side out. It's 12-12. We're all tied up here on this really tight match between Salina and Fort Recovery. Good serve. Back to Fort Recovery. Pearson to Kayla Heitkamp. Here's Tegan Fortkamp on a smash. Played by Salina nicely by Caitlin Dodds. Here's a kill. Outside hitter. Kira Bangi gets a kill. And she's the daughter of the coach, Phil Bangi. That makes it 13-12. Salina back in the lead. Here is Haley Kaiser serving, dug out by Mara Pearson to the net. And we're going to have a hitting error on Fort Recovery. Nope, not a hitting error, but into the net, they say. Into the net for Fort Recovery. So service point for Haley Kaiser. She will serve again. 14-12 now. Service error, top of the net and down on the Salina side. 14-13, Fort Recovery with the serve, side out. Going back to serve now is Kennedy Mullenkamp. Here comes Carly Niekamp in, and Kayla Heitkamp will go out. Pretty tall front line there for Fort Recovery. Nice serve by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Salina is going to have to just free ball it over, and they do. Callie Wendell to Mullenkamp. There is Paige Guggenbiller on the hit, played by Salina. Going to have to free ball it back. Callie Wendell to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Here's a smash by Keegan Fortkamp. And Salina playing it. Mara Pearson on the dig. Mullenkamp to Teagan Fortkamp. And a kill. Give Mullenkamp the assist. Teagan Fortkamp the kill. Four kills now for Teagan Fortkamp. And that ties it up again at 14-14. Kennedy Mullenkamp gets another service point. Here's Kennedy's serve. And hit out of bounds by Salina on the far side. That was Lily Schreffler who hit it out of bounds. She spells her name S-H-R-E-F-F-L-E-R. Point for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Another good serve. Here's Salina on the set. A smash. And out of bounds. Beautiful spike, but out of bounds by Michaela Stoner. Point for Recovery. Fort Recovery now leads by two. 16-14. We've run off four in a row here. And back to Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp will set for Teagan Fortkamp. Just dinks it over. Callie Wendell to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Fortkamp on a hit. And got the kill. That was kind of a lucky shot there for Teagan. But she just kind of hit it where nobody was. And Fort Recovery has grabbed a three-point lead. 17-14 over Salina. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this message here on PG-14 and J Country 101. Well, guess we'll just keep it right here. Again, Fort Recovery won the JV matchup tonight by a score of 27-25, 27-25. To go to 6-0 on the year. Lady Indians leading here in the first set against Salina, 17-14. Kennedy Mullenkamp will serve. Eric Catterly is our studio producer tonight back at Portland. Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here's a hit by Salina, but out of bounds. Point for Fort Recovery. If you've tuned in for the Reds game, that's being heard on our other side at 1440 on the AM dial and 105.3 FM. Fort Recovery's protesting a call. They said it was tipped by Fort Recovery. John Schock said it was tipped, so that point goes to Salina instead. Schreffler comes up with the kill. 17-15. It was a good serve. Kennedy Mullenkamp will set for Teagan Fortkamp. Here's a battle, and Salina can't get it over. Point Fort Recovery. 18-15, Fort Recovery by three, and Teagan Fortkamp will go back to serve. Teagan has not had any service points tonight. And that's in the net. She won't get one there. Service error for Teagan Fortkamp. Back to serve now is Miley Sapp for Salina. Fort Recovery leads by two, 18-16. Sapp serves a good one. Dug out by Callie Wendell to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp sets for Mara Pearson, a block by Salina. A battle at the net. Back over to Salina, who will just free ball it back. And they're going to call. Looks like they called four hits on Salina. We'll take it. And Callie Wendell will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery, 19-16. Good serve by Callie, and it's going to be an ace serve. Yes, indeedy. Trying to dig it out was Michaela Stoner. She couldn't do it, and then veered off to the right of her into the stands. So Callie Wendell with her second ace serve of the evening. 2016. Court recovery by four here in the first set. Here comes the next serve for Callie. It's a good one. And then almost another ace serve. Salina tries to play it. What do we got? They said Salina in the net. So give Callie Wendell a service point there. Salina in the net. It's 21-16. Nice lead here for the Lady Indians. Callie Wendell serving again. Dug out by the libero, Allison Sweeterman. Here's the dink over, and what do we got? Court recovery was in the net. So point for Salina. That would have been a point anyway. They would have gotten the kill anyway by Ava Kanapke. So back to serve now is Emma Harder for Salina. 21-17. Good serve. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp on the set. Hit by Mara Pearson, and it was tipped, and Mara got the kill. Went out of bounds, but the official said it was tipped. That's her second kill of the night, and back to serve now is Kayla Heitkamp. Kayla looking for her first service point of the night. And we have a timeout call. No, now wait a minute here. What's going on? Officials having a conference about something. I don't know whether Salina was questioning a call or what. Nope. Here we go. Kayla Heitkamp will serve. Court recovery leads 22-17 here in the first set in this varsity matchup. We won the JV 2-0 tonight. So good serve there. Back over to court recovery. And what happened there? Apparently, Salina hit it out of bounds. 23-17. Give Kayla Heitkamp a service point. Timeout is called by Salina. We'll be back in a moment.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at Salina, Kayla Heitkamp will serve again. We lead 23-17. How about that? Here's Ava Kanapke. Got the kill. Nice hit down the line by Ava Kanapke to pick up the kill. That's her second kill of the evening. 23-18. 5-point lead here for court recovery. Back to serve for Salina is Michaela Stoner. Here we go with the next serve. Dug out by Mara Pearson. Here's a smash by Tegan Fortkamp. Got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp with the kill. Mara Pearson back to serve. 24-18. Here's set points. Good serve. Dug out by Salina Sweeterman at the net. And there is Sage Luthold with a block, and Court Recovery wins 25-18 in this very first set in the varsity competition. We won the JV matchup 27-25, 27-25. Congratulations to the Lady Indians. 3 out of 3 so far tonight. 2 JV and 1 varsity victory. We'll be back in a moment after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. Are you in the dark when it comes to your medications? Let the team at Kalp Pharmacy shed some light. Life can keep you busy and not enough time to really think about what medications you're taking. Let the Kalp Pharmacy team guide you toward effectively managing your medications. During your review, we will check and work toward decreasing interactions, side effects, and suggest ways to make your regimen easier to manage. Call Kalp Pharmacy at 1-800-686-2314 today or visit kalppharmacy.com for more information. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
Back here once again at Salina. We're at the intermediate school, which currently they have fifth and sixth graders at this school. Here's Kayla Heitkamp with the first serve. Free balling it back over with Sweeterman for Salina. Here's a smash by Kennedy Mullenkamp, and Salina can't play it. I'm going to go ahead and give Kennedy a kill on that. 1-0, Lady Indians jump out on top. Give Kayla Heitkamp a service point. Here comes the next serve. It's a good serve, dug out by the back line. And they're going to say what? In the net for Salina. So, Fort Recovery picks up the point. Second point for Kayla Heitkamp. Good serve again. Back over to Fort Recovery, and they got a kill. Salina's Kira Bangi with the kill. Now going back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs is Haley Kaiser. Salina came in 4-3 on the year today. Fort Recovery at 5-0. Back over to Salina. Back to Fort Recovery. Nice save there by Fort Recovery's Tegan Fortkamp. Back over to Salina. Here's the set, a smash, a block by Kennedy Mullenkamp. And it's off of Salina and out of bounds. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Mara Pearson is serving. 3-1 now. Mara's serve is good. Dug out by Salina. They're in trouble, and they hit it out of bounds. I'm going to go ahead and give Mara an ace serve on that, as Salina was never able to really get a good beat on the ball there, on the volleyball. So Mara Pearson will serve again. It's 4-1 now. Good serve by Mara, dug out by Sweeterman. Here's the bump over to the outside hitter, and she hit the antenna when she tried to hit it over. That's a point for Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson serving again. It's 5-1. Good serve. Pass to the net. Here's the set. I mean, actually, they just had the free ball it over. Kayla Heitkamp will set. For Sage Leithold, she got the kill. Sage Luthold with the kill. She's one of the seniors. We have Mara Pearson, Sage Luthold, Kinsey Garkey, Callie Wendell, Tegan Forkamp, Paige Guggenbiller, Megan Evers as seniors on this team. And there's a ball that's tipped. I think it goes to Salina as a result. Yes, it does. Full recovery couldn't play that. Here's the serve by Kira Bangi. It's a good serve. Smashed by Tegan Forkamp. Played by Sweeterman. Back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to Kayla Heitkamp. There's Kennedy Mullenkamp on the outside hit. Here's Sweeterman setting the hit by, and they got the kill. Hit by Michaela Stoner, who picked up the kill off of Fort Recovery. Give a service point to Kira Bangi. Bangi will serve again. Good serve, and it's going to be an ace serve. Kira Bangi with an ace serve. She spells her last name B-A-N-G-E. B-A-N-G-E, pronounced Bangi. Here's the serve. Good serve again. Callie Wendell had trouble playing it, and Lady Indians couldn't get it over. 6-5, another service point for Bangi. That was almost an ace, but not quite. Bangi will serve again, dug out by Callie Wendell. Here's Kayla Heitkamp setting for Tegan Forkamp and got the kill. Tegan Forkamp with her, what is it, 2, 4, 6, seventh kill of the evening for Tegan, having one of her usual good nights. It's just a real rarity that she does not have kills in double figures. Here's Kinsey Garkey serving now for the Lady Indians. Sweeterman will pass to the net. Here's the dink over. Mara Pearson will set for Tegan Forkamp, who just free balls it over. And here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Cross court hit played by Salina. And they can't get it over in three hits. Point Fort Recovery. Give the service point to Kinsey Garkey. That is her first one of the night. 8-5 now. One of the, actually the libero for Salina, Allison Sweeterman, is talking with John Schock about something. John Schock, one of the officials here. He's the official at the net. Here's another serve by Kinsey Garkey. Good serve. Dug out by Salina. Here's the pass to the outside hitter. Back to Fort Recovery. What do we got? I'm going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. Point Salina. Now back to serve. I think it's Miley Sapp. Yes, it is. Good serve by Miley. Oop, not a good hit there, but Kayla Heitkamp gets it. Sets for Tegan Forkamp. Tegan on a blast and hits it out of bounds. Hitting error there for Tegan Forkamp. 8-7 now. Lady Indians only by one. Another serve here for Sapp. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson. And hitting it over on the second hit was Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp, I believe. So it's 9-7 now. Fort Recovery leads by two. And here is Kennedy Mullenkamp back to serve for the Lady Indians. Good serve dug out by Salina, by Lily Streffler. And there's a block by Paige Mullenkamp. Let's try it again. Paige Guggenbiller. Paige Guggenbiller gets the kill. And that'll be another point for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Another serve there. It's a good one. Here's a free ball by Sweeterman, and she cannot hit it over. She was standing about 15 feet behind the net, tried to hit it over and couldn't do so. 11-7, another service point for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Fort Recovery by four here in the second set. We won the first set with a smash and a kill by Paige Guggenbiller. And there is timeout called by Salina. Grandpa Bob has to be happy about that hit by Paige Guggenbiller there. Bob's here tonight, rooting on his granddaughter. We'll be back in a moment. 12-7, Lady Indians lead by 5. We'll return right after we pause for this break.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good serve by Fort Recovery. Back to the Lady Indians. Mara Pearson hits it over. Played by Salina. Sweeterman bumps it to the left side to the outside hitter, Schreffler. Back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp hits it over. And Tegan gets another kill. That was not one of her wicked hits, but hey, they all count the same. Kennedy Molenkamp will go back to serve now. Again, she continues to serve. Good serve, dug out by the back line. Here's the set, and Ava Kanapke gets the kill. I believe that was Haley Kaiser who had the set, who had the assist, and Ava Kanapke gets the kill. As I said earlier, Ava Kanapke was the queen of the Mercer County Fair this year. I had a chance to talk with her at our fair coverage. 13-8, Fort Recovery by 5. They finally stop the serve by Kennedy Molenkamp. Here's Callie Wendell on the dig. Here's a smash by Tegan Fortkamp. Back to Fort Recovery. Molenkamp will set for Niekamp, and Carly can't get it over the net. Miss hit there by Carly Niekamp. Point for Salina. Serving for Salina right now is Emma Harder. Good serve. Kennedy Molenkamp will set for Tegan. Smash down the line. They say it's out of bounds. Hitting error for Tegan Fortkamp. Another service point for Emma Harder of Salina. It's now 13-10. This is a let serve, but played by Callie Wendell. Kennedy Molenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp, who blasts it past Sweeterman for a kill. Tegan Fortkamp with kill number 9 for her tonight. Next one, she'll be in double figures. Here's Tegan going back to serve. It's a good serve. Tough play there by Salina. Now here's Ava Kanapke hitting it back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Molenkamp. There's a smash by Mara Pearson. Block. Back over to Salina. Here's a hit by Salina. Played by Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to Tegan Fortkamp. Tegan on a hit. Grazed the top of the net. Went over. Here's a smash by Salina. Nice kill by the outside hitter there, Michaela Stoner. She doesn't have a lot of kills tonight, but she's had several nice hits. And she'll go back to serve now for Salina, as that brings Salina back to within 3 at 14-11. Good serve. Mara Pearson to Kennedy Molenkamp, Tegan Fortkamp. They say she carried the ball. Illegal hit. So point for Salina. Makes it 14-12 now. Good serve. Callie Wendell to Niekamp, who just free balls it over. Here's Salina on the set. They hit back by Kanapke, and she got the kill. Ava Kanapke with her 4th kill tonight. It's 14-13. Again, if you've tuned in for the Reds game, that's being heard on our other stations at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. We'll join the Reds here on 100.9 as soon as we wrap up this game from Salina. Good serve by Salina. Here's the hit back over by Mara Pearson. Here's a smash by Ava Kanapke and another kill for Ava Kanapke. Knocked my headset off there. That was another service point for Michaela Stoner. Stoner serving again. That was Kanapke's fifth kill of the night. Here's the dink over by Paige Guggenbiller. Smash by the outside hitter and a kill. No. Yep. Yep, a kill for, that was for Kira Bangi, who got the kill. And another service point for Michaela Stoner. And Fort Recovery calls time as Salina has gone ahead here, 15-14 in this second set. Again, Fort Recovery won the first set 25-18. We'll be back in just a moment.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here once again. And here is a smash by Mara Pearson. Kanapke will play it back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Mara Pearson. Dig out there by Salina. The hit back over to Fort Recovery and another kill for Salina's Kira Bangi. That is her fifth kill of the night. Here we go with another serve. Another service point for Michaela Stoner, by the way, a moment ago. Back to Salina. Here's the hit by Kanapke. Fort Recovery plays it. Fort Recovery's trailing by two, and Fort Recovery miscommunication there between Tegan Fortkamp and Carly Niekamp, as neither one of them played the ball, which one of them should have. Good serve again by Stoner. Mara Pearson on the hit, played by Sweeterman of Salina. Here's the hit back through Fort Recovery's block. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Paige Guggenbiller. Salina saves that one. Sweeterman back over to Fort Recovery, but they hit it out of bounds. Fort Recovery finally gets side out. Makes it 17-15 now. Coming back to serve is Callie Wendell, and ace serve for Callie. That's her third ace serve of the night. How about them apples? Callie Wendell with another ace serve. Here's Callie's serve again. It is a let serve, but played by Sweeterman. Ava Kanapke on the hit, and she got the kill. It was a tipped ball and got the kill. So give Kanapke another kill, number six for her. And Salina has side out, 18-16, Salina by two. Sweeterman on the serve this time, good serve. Here's Mollenkamp setting for Mara Pearson, who got the kill. Mara Pearson with the kill. Now back to serves, Kayla Heitkamp. Good serve by Kayla. Stoner will pass to the net. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp on the set to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp back over to Salina. Sweeterman on the set. Here's the hit back over, played by Tegan Fortkamp. Kayla Heitkamp to Callie Wendell, who just free balls it back over. Here's Stoner. Here's a smash, played nicely by Callie Wendell. Kayla Heitkamp to Mara Pearson, and got the kill, I think. Yes, Mara gets the kill. Salina made a shot at it, made a run at it there. But they couldn't get it in play. That's a service point for Kayla Heitkamp. It's 18-all. We're tied up now. Hit back to Callie Wendell. Here's Kayla Heitkamp setting for Fort Recovery. Back to Fort Recovery. Now Kayla Heitkamp hits it over, but trying to find Salina asleep, but they played it. And here's a block And that is a block for Salina's Miley Sapp. And a point for Salina. Makes it 19-18 now. Here we go with the next serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Salina serving. Mara Pearson hits it back over to Salina. Battle at the net. Back to court recovery. Heitkamp. And a block for Salina. Another block for Miley Sapp. That makes it 20-18 now. Good serve there to Tegan Fortkamp. At the net, Fortkamp hits it back over. Played by Salina. No, they can't play it, and Tegan gets a kill. We needed that. Tegan Fortkamp with her 10th kill of the night. That was a big one. 20-19 now. Fort Recovery's Mara Pearson going back to serve. Dribbles the volleyball. Bounces it. Here's the serve. Good serve by Mara. Dug out at the net. A blast and a kill. Miley Sapp gets a kill for Salina. And that gives Salina a two-point lead at 21-19. Fort Recovery needs to respond right here. Kira Bangi will go back to serve for Salina. It's a good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Free-balling it over was Mara Pearson. At the net, a smash and another kill by Miley Sapp. And timeout for recovery. Lady Indians are trailing here 22-19 now. We'll be back in a moment here on PG 14 and J Country 101 Radio right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy can help you learn about the availability of mobility equipment for individuals at home to prepare for an upcoming surgery or a discharge from the hospital. Kalp Pharmacy also has a certified aging in place specialist who can provide a needs assessment over the phone. We install ramps, grab bars, and bathroom stability aids. So to learn more, call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or visit www.kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
One of our longtime sports sponsors, Kalp Pharmacy. Here we go with the next serve. There's the dig by Kayla Heitkamp, and Kennedy Mollenkamp will hit it over. Smash back to Fort Recovery. Played by the Lady Indians, Tegan Fortkamp on a smash and a kill. Tegan Fortkamp gets a big kill there. That was a very big kill. Makes it 22-20. Fort Recovery behind by two. And Kenzie Garkey was back to serve for the Lady Indians. Something on the floor there that Kenzie picks up. Okay, here we go. 22-20, Salina by two, but Fort Recovery with the serve. Good serve. Dug out by Sweeterman, the set, and here's a blast and out of bounds. Hit was out of bounds by Lily Schreffler, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. Give Kenzie Garkey the service point. It's 22-21. What? What are they saying? Oh, no. Apparently, the flagman here called it out, and it was out. Apparently, one of the officials didn't see it that it was out, so we replay it, and there's an ace serve for Mara Pearson, so we'll take that. Now it's 22-21. Should be 22-22, actually. Here's Kenzie Garkey. Let's serve, and doesn't get over. 23-21. Good serve Back over to Salina. Kill by Tegan Fortkamp. Big kill there for Tegan Fortkamp. That makes it 23-22. Lady Indians down by one. They've been in this situation a lot this year. Close at the end, and they come through and win it. See if they can do it tonight. We won the first set, 25-18. Trailing here in set number two, 23-22, with Kennedy Mollenkamp serving now for the Lady Indians. Here it comes. Good serve. Dug out by Sweeterman for Salina. Here's Ava Kanapke, and got the kill. 24-22. Big kill for Kanapke. That's her seventh of the night. That'll give sight out to Salina. And here is set points. Back to serve it is Emma Harder for Salina. Salina leads by two. Good serve, and it's an ace serve. Callie Wendell couldn't quite play that. And so that is the set, 25-22. Salina wins the second set. That means we're going to be going at least four sets tonight. 25-22, Salina wins the second set. Fort Recovery won the first set, 25-18. Tied up at one apiece. We'll be back in a moment here at the Salina Intermediate School in Salina, Ohio.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Ohio are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, I think that was the first time that Fort Recovery has lost a close one like that at the end. Normally, they've come back and won those, but didn't happen in that second set, losing 25-22. So we'll start the third set here. We'll head for four sets tonight at least. Salina 4-3 on the year. Fort Recovery is 5-0. Back to serve is Michaela Stoner. Good serve, dug out by Mara Pearson. Kayla Heitkamp to Sage Luthold, and Sage gets the kill. Sage Luthold with a kill. That gives Mara Pearson the serve now for Fort Recovery. Lady Indians will play Versailles on Thursday. It will be three matches that night. Good serve, dug out by Emma Harder for Salina. Get back over to Fort Recovery. Pearson passing to the net. Here's a smash by Tegan Fortkamp, and got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp with kill. number 13 on the night. Mara Pearson goes back to serve again. It's now 2-0. Let serve, got over. Sweeterman to the net, and they're going to call a illegal hit on Salina. Point for recovery. Mara Pearson serves again. It's 3-0 here in this third set. Good serve, dug out by Harder, Emma Harder. Ava Kanapke on a smash, got the kill. She is an excellent hitter. Kill number 8 for Ava Kanapke. 3-1 now, side out to Salina. Good serve by Sweeterman. Kayla sets for Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Kennedy got the kill. Kayla Heitkamp setting for Kennedy Mollenkamp, who got the kill. Now back to serve. It's going to be Fort Recovery's Megan Evers, who's in the lineup, I think, for the first time tonight. There's a hit, and I think it was a block for Fort Recovery. I'm not sure who it was, but I believe it was a block. And it's 5-1. Lady Indians lead by 4. It definitely was a Fort Recovery point. So Evers picked up the service point. She'll serve again. To the net it goes. Here's the hit. Free ball back to Fort Recovery. Set by Kayla Heitkamp. Smashed by Tegan Fortkamp. Played by Salina. The hit back over. Blocked by Paige Guggenbiller. And let's give Paige a block on that. Fort Recovery picks up the point. 6-1. Another service point for Megan Evers. Megan serving again. Good serve. Nope, it's out. Take that back. It went out. That could hit the flagman down there in the corner. Side out Salina. Haley Kaiser will serve now for Salina. 6-2 here in the third set. This is tied up at one set apiece between Salina and Fort Recovery. Good serve there. Battle at the net. And there is a kill for Salina's Miley Sapp. She is a tall young lady. And that's kill number 4 for her. Haley Kaiser picks up a service point and will serve again. Good serve. Pearson to Heitkamp. Smashed by Paige Guggenbiller. Give Heitkamp the assist. Paige Guggenbiller the kill. And it's now 7-3. And here's Kennedy Mollenkamp going back to serve for Fort Recovery. Again, we're at home against Versailles on Thursday. There'll be 3 matches, freshman, JV, and varsity, starting at 5 on Thursday. I have the varsity match for you on the radio. Get back over to Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery cannot make the return. I believe that was Michaela Stoner with the kill. Back to serve now is going to be Kira Bangi. Bangi on a good serve, dug out by Callie Wendell. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp back to Salina. There's a smash back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell plays it. Paige Guggenbiller hits it over. Salina's in trouble, but they free ball it back. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. A block by Salina. And they're going to call. I'm going to give that point to Salina. I'm not sure what they call him. Here's a smash by Tegan Fortkamp, and she gets a kill. That was a no-doubter by Tegan Fortkamp. So here is Tegan Fortkamp to serve. Good serve. Salina on the set. Outside hitter blocked. Smash by Carly Niekamp for the kill. 9-5, Lady Indians by 4 here in the third set. Now here's Tegan Fortkamp going back to serve again. Good serve. smash and a kill by Salina. Went right through the Fort Recovery block. Miley Sapp gets her fifth kill of the night. Now going back to serve is Miley. It's 9-6. Fort Recovery leads by three. Sapp's serve is good. Dug out by Callie Wendell to Kennedy Mollenkamp, who was set for Paige Guggenbiller. Over to Salina. Sapp tries to hit it back over from deep and can't get it over the net. Hitting error. Fort Recovery with the side out. Callie Wendell now going back to serve on side out. 10-6, Lady Indians by four. Good serve by Callie. Dug out by Bangi. Knapke will pass. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. And Keegan Fortkamp could not get it where she wanted to, and it went into the net, and nobody could play it. That's a point, Salina. Back to serve now is Emma Harder for the Lady Bulldogs. It's a 10-7 score. Fort Recovery by three. Kind of hanging around that three mark here. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Mara Pearson, and she got the kill. One of the few outside hits by Mara tonight. She hasn't been playing that position much. She got the kill, 11-7. And going back to serve now is going to be Kayla Heitkamp. Kayla's serve is nice, dug out by Sweeterman. Here's the pass to the outside hitter. Fort Recovery, the Kayla Heitkamp got it over, but I guess she didn't get it over. Salina with the serve. Good serve there by Michaela Stoner. And Fort Recovery can't make the return. Point for Michaela Stoner. All of a sudden, we've got ourselves an 11-9 score. Only a two-point lead for Fort Recovery. Michaela Stoner will serve again. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Here's Heitkamp to Mara Pearson, and a block by Ava Knapke. Ava Knapke with a big block there. Give the serve the point to Michaela Stoner. And now it's 11-10, only a one-point lead for Fort Recovery. Stoner's serve is too long this time, a service error, as Fort Recovery wisely let that go. And the Lady Indians will serve now. Mara Pearson goes back to serve. 12-10, Lady Indians by two. We're in the third set, tied at one set apiece. Here's Ava Knapke over to Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery can't make the return. Another nice hit there by Ava Knapke. 12-11 now. One-point lead. Back to serve is Allison Sweeterman, the libero for Salina. Callie Wendell plays it. Here's a smash by Tegan Fortkamp. Block. Mollenkamp will pass over to Tegan Fortkamp. And there's a miss hit by Miley Sapp. Miley Sapp had a miss hit there. And Fort Recovery picks up the point. Coming in to serve now is Megan Evers. 13-11, two-point lead for the Lady Indians. Service ace right off of Kira Bangi. Service ace for Megan Evers. Makes it 14-11, back to a three-point lead. Evers serves again, this time dug out by Harder. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Played by Evers to Kayla Heitkamp. Tegan Fortkamp the hit back over. Give Heitkamp the assist. And Tegan Fortkamp got the kill. Number 15 tonight for Tegan Fortkamp. Megan Evers will serve again. Good serve. Dug out by Salina. Back to Fort Recovery. Evers to Heitkamp. Here's a hit by, cross-court hit by Tegan Fortkamp. Played by Salina. Kayla Heitkamp will now set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Back over in the corner back there to Sweeterman for Salina. And here is a kill for Salina's Miley Sapp. Kill number six for her. That makes it 15-12. Fort Recovery leads now by only three. And Salina will have side outs. Haley Kaiser goes back to serve now for Salina. Good serve. Set for Heitkamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Salina plays it. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp down the line and got the kill. That was more of a controlled hit for Tegan, and she hit it right down the line where nobody was and got the kill. Kennedy Mollenkamp goes back to serve. Now Kennedy's sister Cameron plays on the JV team. Does a very nice job there. Good serve by Kennedy Mollenkamp, and it's going to be an ace serve as Salina cannot make the return. That is her first ace serve of the night. Salina calls time as Fort Recovery has taken a 17-12 lead in this second set. We'll be back in a moment.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back at the intermediate school at Salina. They basically have fifth and sixth grade students here, but they're building a new school right next door, or a new building, a new part of this. And so this is going to be changed around a little bit. They're going to have some younger kids in this part of the building, I believe. Kennedy Mollenkamp serving again. We lead 17-12. Lady Indians on top. Good serve there to the net. Here's the set. Blocked by Paige Guggenbiller. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp to Callie Wendell. Callie sets for Tegan Fortkamp and gets another kill. Give Callie Wendell an assist. And Tegan Fortkamp, her 17th kill of the night. Kennedy Mollenkamp back to serve. Here it comes. Good serve. Back line to Sweeterman. There's a free ball over, and it's out of bounds. A little bit too much mustard on that by Michaela Stoner, and hits it over the end line. And that's a point for recovery. It's 19-12. Mollenkamp will serve again. Service error into the net. Didn't quite get her timing down on that when she tossed it up in the air, and that caused her to hit it into the net. Now back to serve, Kira Bangi. Bangi's serve is a good one. Mara Pearson tries to save it. Tegan Fortkamp hits it over to Salina. Here's the set, and back over with the kill for Miley Sapp. Give the assist there to Lily Schreffler. And it's side out for Salina, 19-14. And there's a service error into the net by Kira Bangi. She doesn't do that very often. Tegan Fortkamp back to serve. It's 20-14, Lady Indians by six. Get a couple of points here, and it'll be pretty hard for Salina to come back in this one. Good serve. It's an ace serve for Tegan Fortkamp. That is her first ace serve of the night. We'll take it. 21-14. Tegan Fortkamp serves again. This time it's a service error. Service error for Tegan into the net. 21-15. Back to serve now is Miley Sapp for Salina. Sapp's serve is to Callie Wendell, who will pass to the net. Hitting it over is Paige Guggenbiller. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp setting for Mara Pearson. And a block by Ava Kanapke. Ava Kanapke and Lily Schreffler both on that block. No, take it back. They say it went out of bounds off the block. So it's our points. And another serve for Callie Wendell. Good serve. Ava Kanapke tries to hit it over. A block by Carly Niekamp. Give Carly the block. 23-15. Fort Recovery on a roll here, leading by 8. This one should be in the bag, but should be is not the case until it actually happens. We'll be back in a moment. Fort Recovery leading 23-15 in the third set. We are tied at one set apiece in this match tonight.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy can help you learn about the availability of mobility equipment for individuals at home to prepare for an upcoming surgery or a discharge from the hospital. Kalp Pharmacy also has a certified aging-in-place specialist who can provide a needs assessment over the phone. We install ramps, grab bars, and bathroom stability aids. So to learn more, call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or visit www.kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Callie Wendell will serve again. Good serve, dug out by Salina. There's a smash and a block by Carly Niekamp. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell can't play it. Went off her fingertips and out of bounds. Side out, Salina. 23-16 now. Back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs is Emma Harder. Salina needs a big run here. They make one error, and that'll give Fort Recovery the set point. Mara Pearson on the hit over. Salina keeping it alive, free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to Kennedy Mollenkamp, dinging it over. Sage Luth hold. Here's the set by Sweeterman, and hitting it out of bounds. Hitting it out of bounds was Michaela Stoner. And Salina was claiming that ball was tipped, but no, it was not. So Fort Recovery's Kayla Heitkamp will serve. Fort Recovery trying to get the set point here. Outside hit by Salina. Kayla Heitkamp will set for or pass to Callie Wendell. Wendell to Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Mollenkamp gets the kill, and that is the set. Fort Recovery wins 25-16 here in the third set. 25-16, Lady Indians are now ahead 2-1. We head to the fourth set. Fort Recovery wins this one. It's over. Salina wins it. We go to the fifth set. We'll see. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education.
In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, here we go with set number four. Again, Eric Catterley is our studio producer back in Portland. The Reds-Seattle game is being aired on our other side at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. We'll be joining the Reds game as soon as we wrap it up here at Salina. Port Recovery needs to win this set to wrap it up. You don't want to give Salina the chance to win in five. Take them down right here. Kayla Heitkamp will serve first for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve, dug out by Emma Harder. And there's a kill by Salina. Haley Kaiser comes through with a kill. That's the first point of the set for Salina. It's 1-0. And Haley Kaiser will go back to serve now for the Lady Bulldogs. Good serve. Callie Wendell digs it out. Heitkamp to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp back over to Salina. Here's the set for the outside hitter for Salina. They just dink it over. Heitkamp to Callie Wendell. Wendell sets for Mara Pearson. Pearson to Sweeterman. Now back to Salina and back over to Callie Wendell. And give a kill to Kira Bangi, who hit it off the fist of Callie Wendell. Kira Bangi with the kill. Give the service point there to Haley Kaiser. Good serve, Callie Wendell to Heitkamp. Here's Sage Luthold getting the kill. Sage Luthold with kill for her, number five on the night. She's just missed steady in there. She hangs in there, gets like a total of 5 to 8 kills and blocks every match. Service by Mara Pearson is in the net. Service error, so we can't take advantage of getting side out. And now Salina has side out. Kira Bangi goes back to serve with Salina leading 3-1. Callie Wendell to Kayla Heitkamp. Here's the dink over by Mollenkamp, played by Sweeterman. Hit back to Port Recovery by Sapp. There's a smash by Tegan Fortkamp, and she hits it through the block of both Lily Schreffler and Miley Sapp. Kill number 18 now. She's going to get to 20 for Tegan Fortkamp tonight. Here's Evers serving for Port Recovery, and Megan hits it out of bounds. Service error. Hit it too long. Now Miley Sapp will have the serve. Here comes the serve. Oh, nice save there by Port Recovery. Oh, they're going to call an illegal hit. Yep, illegal hit on Port Recovery. Carried the ball, the official said. So point for Salina. Miley Sapp will serve again. It's 5-2. Dug out by Callie Wendell. Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. A block by Ava Kanapke. That's her second block of the night, at least. Now back to service Sapp, Miley Sapp. 6-2 now. Salina by 4. Good serve, dug out by Callie Wendell. Here's a smash by Tegan Fortkamp and got the kill. Again, not a thundering hit there by Tegan, but she knew where she wanted to put it. And Salina just couldn't play it. Kill number 19. Now Kennedy Mollenkamp will serve for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Dug out by Stoner. Stoner hits it back to Fort Recovery, and she hits it out of bounds. Service point for Kennedy Mollenkamp. That's her 12th service point of the night, including an ace or two in there. Ava Ganapke hits it over to Fort Recovery. Back to Salina. Fort Recovery saves it somehow by a knee camp, somehow saved that. Salina to Ganapke, back over to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp will set for Paige Gugendeller. A block by Ganapke. A block by Ava Ganapke again. Point Salina. 7-4. Side out to Salina. Emma Harder goes back to serve. She's a senior on this squad. And service air, it's too long. Boy, that was tough. That was tough not to play that one. That was so close. But Fort Recovery decided to let it go, and it was the right decision. Now Tegan Fortkamp back to serve for the Lady Indians. Good serve dug out by Harder. Here's a hit back over to Fort Recovery by Stoner. Mollenkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Back to Salina. Back to Fort Recovery. Back to Salina. And Salina can't make the return. Side out, Fort Recovery. Now 7-5. Give Tegan Fortkamp a service point. She doesn't have a lot of those tonight. That's only her third one of the night. Let serve, and it's out of bounds by Tegan. Cross-court serve there was a let serve, and it went out of bounds. Side out for Salina. Michaela Stoner now serving. Dug out by Callie Wendell. Kennedy Mollenkamp. Tamara Pearson got the kill. Hit it off of Ava Ganapke. Mara with her sixth kill of the night. Now serving is Callie Wendell. Good serve dug out by Emma Harder. Here's the set, the smash, out of bounds. Too much mustard by Kira Bangi. Hit it out of bounds. Fort Recovery has Callie Wendell back to serve. Good serve again. Here's a smash to the net, and Carly Niekamp is waiting on that at the net, and she shoves it down their throat for a kill. Carly Niekamp gets her second kill tonight. Callie Wendell picks up another service point, and she will go back to serve again. It's now 9-8. Fort Recovery has taken the lead. Good serve, Sweeterman to the net. Here's Ganapke hitting it back to Fort Recovery and got the kill. Back in the corner where nobody was, Ava Ganapke with her ninth kill of the evening. 9-9, all tied up again. Again, Fort Recovery wins this one. It's over. Salina wins it. We go to a fifth set. Good serve by Sweeterman, and there's a kill by Fort Recovery. I believe that was Mara Pearson on the kill. Back to serve now on the side out is going to be Kayla Heitkamp. Here it comes. Good serve. Over for Salina was Sapp. Fort Recovery hits it back to Salina. Smashed by Sapp. I think it was out. Yep. That was a tough call because it was right at the right at the foot of the official. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Battle at the net. Salina back to Fort Recovery. Wendell to Heitkamp, who will set for Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp hits it to Harder. Battle at the net. Mara Pearson hits it over, and nobody played it for Salina. I'm going to go ahead and give Mara a kill on that. And Fort Recovery's taken a 12-9 lead, and Salina wants timeout. Fort Recovery 12, Salina 9. We'll be back in a moment.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. The things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Another one of our great sponsors tonight. Tonight's broadcast made possible by the St. Henry Bank, by Wayne Oil, Hall Brothers Incorporated, Cooper Farms, and Cal Pharmacy. Twelve to nine. Kayla Heitkamp will serve. Play the Indians up by three here. Good serve. Dug out by Sweeterman. Here's the pass to Sapp. Fort Recovery plays it. Fort Camp saves it to Callie Wendell, who free balls it and can't get it over. Point Salina. Side out Lady Bulldogs, and going back to serve is Haley Kaiser. Makes it 12 to 10. Only a 2-point lead now for Fort Recovery. Here comes the serve. Good serve. Dug out by Pearson to Heitkamp. Heitkamp sets for Mara. Salina keeps it alive. Back over to Fort Recovery. Fort Camp to Heitkamp. Heitkamp will set for Mollenkamp. And Mollenkamp got the kill. Kayla Heitkamp with the assist. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the kill. Kill number six for Kennedy. And back to serve is Mara Pearson. Lady Indians lead 13 to 10. Good serve. Sweeterman does a nice job of digging that out. Sapp back over to Fort Recovery. Here's Fort Camp on a smash. Played nicely by Salina. Hit back over by Bangi. Fort Recovery blocks it. Back to Salina. And Sapp on the hit. It's out of bounds. Cross-court hit right here, right down here by me. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Mara Pearson will serve again. Good serve. Dug out by Sweeterman. There's Bangi with it to Sapp. Sapp back over to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash by Tegan Fortkamp. Sweeterman, nice dig. Back over to Fort Recovery and out of bounds by Bangi. Kira Bangi hits it out of bounds. 15-10. Another service point for Mara Pearson. Good serve. Dug out. Ace serve. Trying to dig it out was Sydney Jenkins, but she couldn't do it. And it's an ace serve for Mara Pearson. It's now 16-10, and Salina is in a little trouble here, in pretty big trouble, trailing by 6 points. Mara Pearson, good serve. Dug out by Sweeterman. Here's a hit back over to Fort Recovery by Sapp. And a hit back over by Sage Luthold. And Salina having trouble. They free ball it back. Mollenkamp to Heitkamp. Here's Sage Luthold back over to Salina. Here's the pass to Sweeterman. Sweeterman free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp got the kill. Kennedy Mollenkamp with a kill. Another service point for Mara Pearson. She's been on quite a run here. I think that's five in a row. Timeout is called by Salina. 17-10, Fort Recovery in the lead. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy can help you learn about the availability of mobility equipment for individuals at home to prepare for an upcoming surgery or a discharge from the hospital. Kalp Pharmacy also has a certified aging-in-place specialist who can provide a needs assessment over the phone. We install ramps, grab bars, and bathroom stability aids. So to learn more, call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or visit www.kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back at the intermediate school at Salina, 17-10, Fort Recovery with a 7-point lead here in the fourth set. They've won two of the three sets. won the first set 25-18, won the third set 25-16. Salina won the second set 25-22. And there's a service ace for Mara Pearson again, as Salina cannot return it. 18-10 now. Fort Recovery with a huge lead here in the fourth set. Good serve by Mara. Dug out by Salina. Sweeterman will pass. Here's the free ball back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp on the hit. Played by Salina. Fort Recovery in trouble. And Pearson hits it out. Fortkamp hits it out of bounds. So side out for Salina. Kira Bangy will go back to serve now for the Lady Bulldogs. It's 18-11. That finally stopped the serve by Mara Pearson. She had run off a whole bunch in a row there. Looks like Fort Recovery headed for win number 6 on the year if they can nail this set down. Good serve dug out by Fort Recovery. Heitkamp to Tegan. Fortkamp hits it out of bounds. Points for Salina and for Bangy. Kira Bangy picks up a service point. That's her fifth of the night. Dug out by Callie Wendell on that serve by Bangy. There's a hit over by Sage Luthold. She hit it through the block by Miley Sapp, and Luthold gets the kill. Just another solid performance by Luthold tonight. That gives her a total of 6 kills and 1 block on the night, unofficially, according to Radio Rob's stats. And now back to serve is Evers for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Here's a smash and a kill by Sapp. Miley Sapp picks up her 8th kill of the night. It's 19-13. Fort Recovery still leads by 6. Sapp will go back to serve for Salina here in the 4th set. Fort Recovery leads 2-1. Kill by Tegan Fortkamp. That is kill number 20 on the night for Tegan Fortkamp. Kill number 20. How about that? Kennedy Mollenkamp back to serve now. 20-13. Lady Indians up by 7. Good serve. At the net, hitting it over was Guggenbiller. Salina will set. A smash, a block by Guggenbiller. Salina passing, free-balling it over. Here's Mollenkamp setting for Tegan Fortkamp and mishit it. Point Salina. Now coming in to serve for Salina on side out is Emma Harder. 20-14. It's not over yet. Not over yet by any means. There's a good serve. Smashed by Tegan Fortkamp and got the kill. Hit it right at Lily Schreffler, and Schreffler couldn't return it. Twenty-one kills now for Tegan tonight. Here's Tegan serving. Good serve dug out by Salina. Ava Kanapke on the hit. And they say it was tipped, so Ava Kanapke gets credit for the kill. Kill number 10 for her. She hit it out of bounds, but they said it was tipped on the way, and whenever that happens, the hitter gets the advantage of the call. Here's a smash by Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the assist. Mara Pearson with the kill. And for Mara, that is her 10th kill of the night. Now Callie Wendell back to serve. It's 22-15. Lady Indians by 7. Dug out by Emma Harder for Salina. Here's Bangy, the hit back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell will set for Fort Recovery for Mara Pearson. Smash back by Bangy, and she got the kill against Fort Recovery. Side out, Salina. Kira Bangy with her kill. That's 2, 4, 6, 7 kills for her tonight. Here's a serve and an ace serve for Salina by Sweeterman. 22-17. 5-point lead. Fort Recovery wants timeout. The lead is only 5 now, 22-17. We'll be back.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future.
Taking care of you.
Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Fort Recovery is getting close to clinching this match, but they still have a little bit to go here, leading 22-17 in the fourth set. Fort Recovery wins this set. We will win the match 3-1. Lost a very close second set, 25-22. Otherwise, Fort Recovery has won 25-18 and 25-16, leading here 22-17. Salina still serving. Sweeterman with the serve. Keegan Forkamp has trouble playing that one, and we just free ball it over, and we don't get it over. Sage Luthold, with her back to the net, tried to free ball it over and could not get it over the top. Another service point for Allison Sweeterman. Good serve there. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Got the kill. Hit it towards the back line, and there was nobody there that could come even close to getting that. And that is kill number 11 for Mara Pearson. 23-18. Back to serve. Maybe the final 2 points of the match. Kayla Heitkamp. Heitkamp's first serve is good. And Salina has problems. They got it over. Luthold. There's Heitkamp to Mara Pearson. And she missed it. Out of bounds. Mara Pearson's hit goes out of bounds. 23-19. Going back to serve now. Haley Kaiser, Salina keeps sneaking back in here. Good serve, Catley Wendell to Kayla Heitkamp. Smashed by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Got the kill. That helped. Now we're one away from a victory, 24-19. Eighth kill for Kennedy Mollenkamp there. Here's the final serve, maybe. Mara Pearson, good serve. Here's the set and the hit for Salina, and it's in. Point Salina. Miley Sapp keeps the small hopes alive for Salina. 24-20. It's still doable for Salina. Mangy will have the serve. Callie Wendell digs it out. Here's Keegan Fortkamp dinking it over. Sweeterman will pass to Mangy, who hits it over. Here's a smash and a block by Sapp. Sage Luthold on the hit, and Sapp blocked it. That makes it 24-21. Bangy will continue to serve. Good serve. Tegan Fortkamp on the hit, and did she get the kill? Yes, she did. Tegan Fortkamp gets the kill, and that is your set, and that is your match. 25-21, Lady Indians win the final set and win 3-1. We'll be back in a moment to wrap it up here from the intermediate school at Salina right after this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that
the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy can help you learn about the availability of mobility equipment for individuals at home to prepare for an upcoming surgery or a discharge from the hospital. Kalp Pharmacy also has a certified aging-in-place specialist who can provide a needs assessment over the phone. We install ramps, grab bars, and bathroom stability aids. So to learn more, call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or visit www.kalppharmacy.com. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
Now, giving you the unofficial stats here for the match. Again, Fort Recovery wins 3-1, winning the first set 25-18, lost the second set 25-22, won the third set 25-16. Won the third set 25-16. That put us ahead 2-1, and then we won the fourth set 25-21 to win 3-1. Fort Recovery also won the JV match tonight, winning 27-25 twice, 27-25, 27-25. So both teams go to 6-0 on the year. What a year for Fort Recovery volleyball. JV and varsity are both 6-0. We play at home Thursday against Versailles. They will play three matches Thursday, a freshman, JV, and varsity match. Freshmen start at 5 o'clock on Thursday. Some of the stats, Mara Pearson had 11 kills tonight, 11 service points, including three aces for the Lady Indians. Sage Luthold ended up with 6 kills on the night and had 1 block. Nice, solid night for Sage. Kinsey Garkey had 3 service points, including an ace. Callie Wendell ended up with 7 service points, including 3 aces. Kayla Heitkamp had 5 service points and 1 kill. It was Tegan Forkamp, 22 kills on the night. How about that? 22 kills for Tegan. She was on fire, had 3 service points and 1 aces. Kennedy Mollenkamp with 8 kills tonight, had 12 service points. She ended up with 1 ace on the night. Paige Guggenbiller had 4 kills and 1 block. Megan Evers had 4 service points, including an ace. And Carly Niekamp had 2 kills and 1 block. I always preface my stats by saying that, you know, these are unofficial, but that's what we had. For Salina, I had Emma Harder with 4 service points, including 1 ace. Allison Sweeterman had 3 service points, including 1 ace. Haley Kaiser ended up with 5 service points and 1 kill on the night for Haley Kaiser. Miley Sapp had 9 kills for Miley Sapp. She also had 3 blocks on the night and ended up with 2 service points as well. Lily Schreffler had 1 kill. Kira Bangi, the daughter of the coach, coaches Phil Bangi. Kira had a total of 7 kills and 6 service points on the night, including 1 ace. Michaela Stoner had 8 service points on the evening and also had 3 kills. And Ava Kanapke, again, she was the queen of the Mercer County Fair this year. She played quite well with 10 kills tonight and had 3 blocks on the evening as well. Once again, Salina drops to 4-4 on the year with the loss. Fort Recovery improves to 6-0 on the campaign. We'll be back on Thursday to bring you the varsity match on WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com on Thursday night at somewhere, we're guessing around 7:30 on that one, since there are 3 matches on Thursday night with Versailles. Thanks to our sponsors, you folks heard in the broadcast, St. Henry Bank, Wayne Oil, Hall Brothers Incorporated, Cooper Farms, and Kalp Pharmacy. All great folks. We appreciate them very much. And the Vormore Family Dentistry Office in Portland, the office of Dr. Kim Vormore. For our studio producers, Eric Catterly back at the radio station, and Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from, again, the Salina Intermediate School. Stay tuned. We'll have the Reds coming up on the radio station on WPGW.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.